A winter weather advisory remains in effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon through 7 p.m. Sunday. It includes Stark and Mahoning counties. The National Weather Service says total snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches are expected. Accumulations of between 3 and 5 inches are expected in Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties, where a winter weather advisory will be in effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon through 1 p.m. tomorrow. And another winter weather advisory is also in effect for an area including Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties, where accumulations of 3 to 8 inches are expected. That advisory will be in effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon through 7 a.m. Monday. Mark Johnson has the complete forecast coming up. A special prosecutor has been appointed in the case of two Canton police officers charged in the death of Frank Tyson, and a trial delay is expected. Officers Bo Schoenegi and Camden Birch face reckless homicide charges after Tyson died while in police custody in April 2024. The repository reports special prosecutor Raymond Grogan received the complete case file Thursday and said he is not ready for the January 26th trial. Visiting Judge James Kimbler indicated he likely will grant a postponement with a status hearing set for January 21st. Both officers remain free on $25,000 bond and are on paid administrative leave. A man charged in a Canton murder has made an initial court appearance. 19-year-old Cameron Croston of Canton Township was arraigned Friday in Canton Municipal Court. He was arrested Wednesday on charges of murder and aggravated burglary in connection with an August 31st home invasion. Croston and three others allegedly forced their way into a St. Elmo Avenue Northeast home with guns, where one of the intruders shot and killed 41-year-old Jake Young. The other suspects are not named in the charging document. Bond was set at $750,000, and a status conference is scheduled for Tuesday. Governor Mike DeWine has ordered all U.S. and Ohio flags in Stark County flown at half-staff through sunset Monday to honor the life and service of former Canton Mayor and Stark County Commissioner Thomas Burnaby. He passed away Thursday at the age of 79. Calling hours will be held Sunday from 3 to 6 in the McKinley Room at the Canton Civic Center. A mass of Christian burial is set for Monday at 11 at Christ the Servant Parish at Our Lady of Peace Church, with interment to follow at North Lawn Cemetery. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause of a destructive house fire in Lexington Township. Firefighters were called just after 7:30 Thursday night to the 14,000 block of McCallum Avenue Northeast and found a single-story home fully engulfed. Crews fought the fire defensively as the structure began to collapse. With help from multiple area departments, one firefighter was taken to the hospital for evaluation. A man has been indicted by a Carroll County grand jury on multiple charges, including failure to comply and tampering with evidence. Minerva police accused 28-year-old Tyler Mason of Brown Township of fleeing November 29th after they discovered he didn't have a valid license and his vehicle had a mismatched plate. He allegedly led police on a high-speed chase and was later found painting his vehicle to avoid detection. Mason also faces charges for driving under suspension and invalid plates. A defense motion seeks vehicle data in the case of a Lisbon man accused of killing his ex-wife. 52-year-old William Long faces charges of aggravated murder, murder, and discharging a firearm in the November 2023 death of 50-year-old Michelle Long. His lawyers have asked Columbiana County Common Police Court to compel the Ohio BMV to provide statistics on how many trucks similar to Long's Chevy Silverado are registered in five counties. The defense argues video footage near the victim's home is too unclear to identify the vehicle, and the data is needed to show the truck could be any of hundreds of thousands of similar vehicles. Long remains jailed under a $1.5 million bond, and his jury trial is set for February 3rd. A second man has pleaded guilty to robbing another man with a shotgun outside a Kent apartment in May. 19-year-old Jeffrey Dolan entered his plea Wednesday in Portage County Common Police Court to robbery. The charge requires forfeiture of a 20-gauge shotgun. Sentencing is pending a pre-sentence investigation. Dolan faces up to 12 years in prison. His co-defendant, 20-year-old Bryce Boylan, previously pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 4 to 5.5 years. Police say video showed two masked men with long guns and two shotguns were found hidden at the scene. Youngstown Mayor-elect Derek McDowell says he is finalizing his cabinet and has named longtime city employees to lead public safety. Captain Courtney Kelly will serve as fire chief, and Detective Sergeant Sharon Cole will be the new police chief. McDowell takes office January 1st and says final interviews are underway for other key positions, including Deputy Director of Public Works and Water Commissioner. He says these appointments will help strengthen the city and improve daily life for residents. Two convicted Trumbull County offenders have been denied parole by the Ohio Adult Parole Authority, 56-year-old Akmar Shakur. The trigger man in the 1992 fatal shooting of Joseph Moscardelli in Warren will remain in prison until at least November 2032. Parole also was denied for 54-year-old Jerry Brazen, convicted in 2001 of sexually assaulting a child. He will remain behind bars with his next hearing set for August 2030. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.